directed by a student at a teacher. I always thought, and growing up, you and I grew up in an era when we considered schools kind of safe zones. It's not that way anymore, and especially in the Clark County School District. They announced a couple of weeks ago new guidelines for violence, mainly student-on-student violence. I'm not sure that we've done anything to protect the teachers. What's going on there?
Yeah, how did the new guidelines work out? We must mention that the teacher that was assaulted by the student was sexually assaulted, and she was choked to the point of unconsciousness. And this was by a 16-year-old. Mm. In response, and, you know, Kevin, you and I grew up in a time where there was no such thing as restorative justice. We actually grew up in a time of discipline. And that is what's missing here. I believe that the teachers have been completely prohibited from establishing discipline in their classroom due to the fear of lawsuits. I also believe that parents have completely abdicated their responsibility to take responsibility for their child, whereby parents believe that somehow these schools and these centers of education are somehow daycare centers or mental health counseling centers. The 8 hours a day that you drop your child off, either on a school bus or on the school grounds, does not abdicate your responsibility to have a productive, obedient, disciplined child within those four walls. So what I would like to see is that Clark County School District, about, I think it was 5 or 6 years ago, and I wrote about this on the Nevada Globe, they wanted to experiment with discipline and make sure that there wasn't a pupil-to-prison pipeline that disproportionately impacted students of color, by where if these students of color acted out in, you know, violent manners or any sort of disruptive manner, that they simply weren't disciplined because they did not want to create the pupil-to-prison pipeline. Well, when you don't have accountability for your actions, you will get more of those same actions. Now, I've watched plenty of school board meetings virtually and in person, and we've had administrators from Clark County School District say that, well, the restorative justice hasn't been fully implemented yet. Well, I would hate to see what happens when it's fully implemented, if it's only partially implemented, and we have had a grotesque spike in violence, whether it's student-on-student violence or student-on-teacher violence throughout the Clark County School District. What we need is discipline. And we have similar, you know, things that go on outside of the school system in the criminal justice system called three strikes and you're out. Meaning three strikes and you go straight to prison, do not pass go, do not collect $200. You go straight to prison on whatever offense. Maybe this is the type of disciplinary action that needs to be had. If a child has no interest in learning in school and their parents have no interest in making sure their child is ready, able, capable, and willing of entering that school building to learn, then the child is out. And the parents are going to have to handle their child for 8 hours a day in whatever manner that is, that is needed.
In our final 90 seconds, should the parents, if there are parents or single parent, be held accountable in any way for something like this? The 16-year-old. 16 years old.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Megan, it's always good to visit with you. If folks want to know more about what you're up to, where can they find you?
They can find me at thenevadaglobe.com. And they can also find me at ReaganBabe.com on social media. We are the Nevada Globe on Twitter and Facebook, ReaganBabe on Twitter and Facebook as well. Give us a follow there.
I love it. Megan, thank you so much. Always good to visit with you. We'll talk again next week, okay?
Thanks so much, Kevin.
There you go. Megan Barth, the editor-in-chief of thenevadaglobe.com. You can find her at reaganbabe.com as well. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 12:31, as we check out our conditions right now on area freeways, not too bad. Moderate flows on the 215 as we speak. Westbound at the airport connector, eastbound at Decatur. Looks like you're averaging about 55 miles per hour through the resort area of Interstate 15, north at Charleston, south at Sahara. Those lane restrictions downtown continue on Interstate 515. That's both directions between Main and Eastern as that bridge reconstruction project continues. And that's going to be taking place through the end of the year. So keep that in mind as you work your way through there. And roadwork on Nellis Boulevard, that's between Tropicana and Craig.
World-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. The Diamondbacks take on the Astros tonight. It'll be a 7:40 Mountain first pitch. Lefty Madison Bumgarner starts for the D-backs. Righty Luis Garcia gets the nod for the Astros. Houston comes in 3-1. The Diamondbacks are 1-3. The Suns awaiting their opponent in the first round of the NBA playoffs. They'll take on the 8th seed. They have to wait for the play-in round to finish up. It'll be the Clippers and Minnesota. The winner of that moves on to face 2nd seed Memphis. The losing team will take on the winner of the Pelicans-Spurs matchup. Then the winner of that will face Phoenix in the first round. NHL tonight, the Coyotes are home against the Devils. New Jersey 25-41-6. The Coyotes 22-45-5. They're winless in 3. The Vegas Golden Knights battling for playoff position. They're on the road tonight visiting Vancouver. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is the feeling you get when you have a dedicated Fidelity Wealth Planner looking at your full financial picture. Someone working with you on a flexible, comprehensive wealth plan based on your goals, helping you balance risk and reward. It's being able to enjoy today because you have a plan for the future. This is the planning effect from Fidelity. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC.
At Tubba Towels, we started with the toughest messes and quickly realized Tubba Towels heavy-duty cleaning wipes can clean just about anything, like stubborn brake dust, spilled paint, even permanent marker. There's literally thousands of uses. Proudly made in the USA with over 35,000 five-star reviews. Find Tubba Towels heavy-duty cleaning wipes at your local auto parts store, the Home Depot, Lowe's, and more. Look for the big yellow tub.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he ask me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries. Years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The times, they are a-changing. That's kind of the subtitle of this segment. because this is really sad. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following a story about a retailer that has been around forever and has been the—I'm not sure if they were the start of the big box store era, but Kmart has been in the news, and not for a good reason, Jim.
No, not at all, Kevin. It's kind of sad to see. They've been around since 1962.
Oh, wow.
And so most of our lives, they've been there, and they're shedding another one of their brick-and-mortar department stores, and that was in Avenel, New Jersey. The employees found out about a month ago that this Saturday they're going to be closing their doors for good. That leaves only, you can count them on your left hand, three locations in the entire country. Now, this is a company, Kevin, that had over 2,000 locations nationwide not that long ago. And, of course, when the recession hit back in 2007, 2008, let's go before that. Kmart filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in 2002, but in 2007, 2008, they were reorganizing, and they were combined with Sears, and then when the recession hit, it really doomed both of those those companies. So we're down to just three, and Sears is another one of our old standbys that has been around for a long time. They are dwindling as well. So kind of an end of an era, kind of sad.
Well, and you always wonder, you know, why does Walmart not just survive but thrive, and Kmart goes bye-bye?
That's a good question. And of course, remember when Walmart started, they had the greeter. You know, you'd have the greeter, and they're usually retired, and you like to see the old people, you know, still feel vibrant and necessary in life. So it was kind of a niche, and certainly they, you know, whenever your town was put on the Walmart map, you felt like you had arrived for many, many years.
Oh, yeah.
Small towns across the country. But it's kind of sad to see, and the answer to your question, you know, what was the difference between Kmart and Walmart, other than maybe you know, the business model? I don't know.
It's just weird that you know, Walmart keeps expanding and growing, and you don't see them closing lots of stores. At least I haven't. But Kmart is down. You say Kmart's down to three now?
Three locations in the entire country. There's one in Miami. There's still one in New Jersey. And there's one on Long Island in New York. And that's it. That's in the entire United States. So you got to figure it probably won't be too long, and they'll be gone too. And probably Walmart will take their old building.
Wow. That's incredible. Gentleman Jim Dallas, he's been following this story all morning. Another one bites the dust, so to speak. So thanks, man. I appreciate it. Coming up, a three-time fitness competitor will join us. There is troubling news, and this is on a personal front. 53% of Americans, in a one poll, admit that they're not living a healthy lifestyle. 53%. That's a lot of folks, and they admit it. We admit it. I admit it. I'm not as physically fit as I should be. So what can we do about it? We'll talk about that coming up at the top of the hour. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. I don't know about you, but I love the opening of the Major League Baseball season. For the next 7 months, you can watch baseball in any neighborhood sports bar. But over the last few years, I had trouble hearing table conversations during televised games. That's why I'm glad I asked Steve Romeo of Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing a few months ago. He confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. I can't believe what I've been missing out on. And the hearing aids themselves are so small, even close friends don't know I'm wearing them. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Here's today's STEM tip. Make your selfies look even better with science. Take your pics at golden hour right before the sun sets. The wavelengths made by the atmosphere create a perfect golden light for that beautiful face of yours. Learn more at She Can STEM. A message from the Ad Council.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3. On AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Well, the bad news is out. The Labor Department saying today that its consumer price index jumped 8.5% in March from 12 months earlier. That's the biggest year-over-year increase since December of 1981. Where were you in 1981? Prices have been driven up, according to the Labor Department, by bottlenecked supply chains, robust consumer demand, and disruptions to global food and energy markets, worsened, according to the government, by Russia's war against Ukraine. Now, here's what you haven't seen in the headlines. The government also showed that inflation rose 1.2% from month to month. 1.2% from February to March. These are March numbers we're talking about. This is the increase that's going on. Sean Hannity last night, I don't know if you caught this, but even before the numbers were out, previewed what is just a horrible, bad inflation report. This is Sean Hannity from last night on Fox News Channel.
Tonight, we are at the beginning of what is poised to be another awful week for your President Joe Biden. When you think it couldn't get any worse, think again. Economists are now warning that tomorrow's inflation report is likely to be very ugly. Prices continue to rise, no end in sight. We'll get the official numbers tomorrow, but experts now fear it could be as high as 8.4%. That would be a number we have not seen since 1981. So the question tonight is, how is Jen Psaki and the Biden administration going to explain this out-of-control inflation? Let's see. They're going to blame Putin, Trump, OPEC, the pandemic, or pretend that inflation is a good thing. All the above, probably. But, of course, we know the administration will take zero responsibility. This is their bad economic policies, bad energy policies causing all of this. But according to them, every bad thing that happens is totally, completely out of their control, even though they were the ones that suppressed America's oil and gas capabilities. They artificially reduced the world supply. And lo and behold, you're paying record prices and paying more for every item you buy in every store you go to.
That's Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel. Another Fox personality had something to say about the poll numbers that are just killing Joe Biden. This is Brian Kilmeade from Fox and Friends, and this is his assessment of poll numbers that are just killing Joe Biden. This is cut number two, Brian Kilmeade last night.
I don't think his numbers have recovered since Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And even though you put up mostly domestic issues, when we saw how he embarrassed the country in Afghanistan and left $80 million, billion dollars worth of equipment on the ground, and now women are being subjected to all types of horror, people left behind, Americans not found. And then you see what's happened since with inflation rising high, just giving up on doing anything productive at the border. When you see things that happen, they are somewhat in his control, and you just see a lack of somebody whose hands are on the wheel. Number two is this is with a very compliant press. The press is pretty much in his
interesting
is pretty much in his corner. Even yeah. SNL. Picture this. Can you imagine the President of the United States going out for a week in Poland, having to be walked back for five straight times, and the opening scene on SNL over the last 2 weeks is about the new Supreme Court justice or Justice Thomas and controversial about his wife's tweets? And I'm saying, even the comedy is avoiding the comedy, and the press is avoiding the story, and still the American people go, I'm not looking for any judge. I don't need no filter. I made my opinions.
By the way, the president is going to announce an emergency waiver on summer ethanol ban to combat the rising gas prices. Another Band-Aid approach to a major, major difficulty that's easily solved by just opening up what the Trump administration opened up. I mean, that's what's so incredible about this. I mean, today, the national average gas price is $4.10. I bought for $5.14, I think, the other day. And the fact is that it's impacting everybody. This is a tax on every American that drives a car. And because the price of fuel impacts the trucking industry, it's going to hit everybody at the grocery store, at the big box store, everybody. And that's what is so sad about this, that this is something that did not have to happen. Biden is announcing actions to lower prices. And the fact is that this was self-induced. This was all about Joe Biden. It's not about Vladimir Putin. It's not about Congress. It's not about Mitch McConnell. It's not. No, I mean, it has nothing to do with any of that. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more reaction to what is just an incredible, incredible inflation report. It's an embarrassment that America hasn't figured this out sooner. But maybe with the polls, it's rather obvious. I think the American people are starting to get it. The American people have figured this out, that this is not a Trump problem. This is a Biden problem. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on this Tuesday edition, Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hallo, this is mein Auto. Und this is mein Key. Und there is only one place I trust with mein Key. Mein Key Car Care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. Und mein Key. Und American cheese! Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
This is Tony Grady, candidate for Nevada Lieutenant Governor. The family is the basic unit of our society. Parents make the decisions for their children. So why do those who run the schools hide what they are doing to our children? Because they are intent on undermining our society, and we need to stop them now. As Nevada's next Lieutenant Governor, I will advocate for parental choice in education. I will work for school vouchers and to fully fund Nevada's Opportunity Scholarship Program that the governor slashed and the Democratic legislature continues to underfund. Together, we will put the free market principles of choice back into our education system to achieve excellence by highlighting failing schools so that they can either improve or close. I am your statesman, considering future generations and not just reacting to the present. Your voice matters, Nevada. Please go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and learn more about my policies. I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message, paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
Attention men and women between the ages of 18 and 65. If you suffer from excessive hair loss, thinning, or balding, write down this important phone number, 702-623-9040. The Doctors of Hair Clinic has medical experts to determine the cause of your hair loss and provide the best solution to help you restore your hair and confidence. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved technologies, Doctors of Hair can regrow or restore your areas of hair loss. Offering cool laser therapy, neograft hair transplant, and platelet-rich plasma, Doctors of Hair will find the right solution for you. No drugs, no linear scarring, no regrets. Call today at 702-623-9040 and let the compassionate medical experts evaluate you with a free consultation. A natural head of hair is just a phone call away. Call Doctors of Hair at 702-623-9040. That's 702-623-9040. Or visit doctorsofhair.com. Doctors of Hair, your experts in hair restoration.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Christine Horonic is going to join us in just a couple of minutes. And it's something that, to me, is deeply personal. For those of you that don't know my history, I have... Gosh, over the years, I've been real fat. I mean, I've been like 340 pounds. Now I weigh about 233 pounds, depending on the day. But I don't consider myself physically fit. There's a new poll out. According to a new study conducted by OnePoll, 53% of Americans don't consider their lifestyle, quote, healthy, unquote. And... the same number don't feel capable of improving their health. The fact is, you are capable of doing that. And Christine Horonic will join us. She's a three-time champion fitness competitor and the author of a new book called Unlock Your Macro Type. Unlock Your Macro Type. And we're going to talk about what there is.